SBS Radio.
With me today is Jenny Blakey from Seniors Rights Victoria, and we are going to talk about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which kickstarts June 15. Good day, Jenny.
Hello.
Thanks for your time.
Please, thank you for recognizing this important day.
It is an important day because a large part of our population here in Australia is the aging population, isn't it?
It is, and we're certainly a growing aging population in the years to coming. We'll see more and more older people as a proportion of our population.
And most of us would talk about rights as basic human rights. But what we fail to distinguish at times is that older people also have rights.
That's true. And we live in a society where youth is very much visible and lauded. And so what can happen is that there can be less recognition of older people and their rights. And when people talk about older people and their rights, they often don't think about it except in a way of lack of respect. So people talk about a lack of respect for older people, and that unfortunately can manifest itself in forms of elder abuse.
And most of the time, a lot of us unknowingly would say, I am doing this for your benefit, and this is for your own good, this is for your welfare, because you're older and you are unable to make decisions for yourself. But that in itself is not true, isn't it, Jenny?
Exactly. It's not true. Older people are very capable of making decisions. They've had a lifetime of making decisions. And just because people get older doesn't mean they lose that capacity to make decisions. And that can be a bit of a stereotype that we have around older people. And so that disempowers older people, and it makes them, we give them, as I said, that lack of respect for them to lead the lives they want to do and determine how they want to live. And rather than someone taking over for them.
And in a previous study, it is found that it is elder abuse or lack of respect for our elders could actually lead to poor mental health.
Yes. We talk about it, particularly in the context of elder abuse that occurs. And maybe I should explain that elder abuse we define as being an act which causes harm to an older person and is done or carried out by someone they know and trust, such as a family and friend or a neighbour. We certainly hear a lot about abuse within institutional facilities, but this form of abuse within the family, across the generations in the family, is very common but not really made public and expressed. And this form of abuse certainly impacts on people's mental health. And so there is research which shows that people who experience abuse, this elder abuse, it can impact on their emotional well-being. So it can lead to depression, it can lead to anxiety, and in fact there is a high rate of death for people who experience elder abuse.
I guess it's far worse if it's done by people close to us, isn't it?
Yes, it's very hard when it's someone you trust and someone you know. And what we frequently hear from an older person is, it was my family, I trust my family, and who would have thought this would happen to me? Who would have thought my son or my daughter, my adult son or daughter, would do this to me? And the sorts of abuse we talk about around financial, which is very common, the financial abuse, as well as the physical and the emotional, psychological and social, sometimes even sexual and sometimes neglect.
Because most often what we see in the news are forms of physical abuse towards older people who are not allowed to go out of their homes, or those who are being tortured because they're told to stay inside the room for the duration of the day. But there's abuse as well if we do not give the older people access to their finances or access to other services, isn't it?
That's true. And what can happen, we see a lot of financial abuse, and any abuse associated is associated with emotional abuse as well. If you're being abused, it's going to be emotional. But the financial can be simple things which start out like just taking money from the older person's purse, or going and doing the shopping for them and using a bit more of the money for their own things. And so it's the gradual taking of money, going to the bank and taking money and using some of the money which is not for the purpose of the older person but the family member's purpose, to much more serious forms of financial abuse, where the older person can suddenly find that they've signed over their house to a family member, and the family members used it as to draw on for a loan for a business or something like that, or school fees, and then they've not paid it off, and the property has moved into someone else's name. It's not in the older person's name anymore. That can be a dreadful situation.
And all these can be avoided, and we can all prepare for this by giving ourselves proper time to prepare legal-wise, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And so I think it's important for people to think, it's my money and I can do what I want to do with it. It's my decision. And also, if we're talking about handling over large amounts of money or property, it's very important to get independent financial advice and legal advice, because dealing with large amounts of sums, you need to have those protections in place. Even if you're thinking, it's my family, things can go wrong. Someone can lose their job. Their business can go bust. The older person needs to make sure that their interests are protected and they've got good independent advice. And they can get help from a service like ours.
Is there someone or somewhere that they can go to, like Seniors Rights Victoria, for those outside of Victoria, for help?
Yes, there is. There's a national helpline, which is 1800 Elder Help, and that will divert people to similar helplines in other states apart from Victoria.
And around Victoria, there are things going on from Saturday?
There certainly is. What we're trying to do with World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is make people aware of the fact that elder abuse exists, but also to celebrate and value older people, because valuing older people is what's going to prevent elder abuse from happening. So a lot of communities are holding events from, you know, baking. The purple is the colour of the day, and people make little purple cupcakes and they wear purple ribbons. They hold forums and seminars. They hold creative events, so that sometimes there are concerts and things like that to mark the day and highlight the issue.
So for more information, they can go to your website or to elderabuseawarenessday.org.au for the forums around Victoria.
That's right. That's where we list the forums that are occurring in the different areas around Victoria, and people will be able to get information about what's on in their local area.
So it doesn't mean that you're getting older, your rights get diminished.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You still have the same rights and need to be accorded the respect. Without other people taking over from you and hurting you or abusing you and taking your money.
Thanks for your time, Jenny Blakely from Seniors Rights Victoria.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.